Joining us now to help share some listener email, our senior producer, Steve Proffitt.
Hi, Madeline. Last week, we did 3 days of broadcasting from Kansas City.
Yes, Alex Chadwick got to go, and I got to, well, stay here.
Sorry about that, Madeline. Anyway, lots of letters about the stuff we broadcast from there. Listener Sharon Skoglund lives in Lenexa, Kansas. She thanked us for the broadcast.
So frequently, she writes, the Midwestern states are ignored as flyover country or denigrated as a bunch of farmland. And she notes that there's more to the Midwest than friendly farm wives on their country porches.
But from Philadelphia, Victor Tennyson found our Kansas City coverage a week of the most boring reporting ever.
Also in that camp, Adam Gebhardt, who lives in Kansas City, Missouri, he says he was looking forward to our coverage of his area, but found our investigation of what it meant to literally be in the middle to be insulting.
We are more, he writes, than a city known for barbecue and as a good party town during Prohibition.
He goes on to ask, where is the coverage about our $4.5 billion redevelopment efforts or our first Friday art crawls that draw 10,000 people to our urban core?
Then there was our discussion of Missouri versus Missouri. Many of our listeners bemoaned our use of the latter pronunciation, noting that it was archaic. And curiously, Madeline, each one of these letters asked the same question. Have you ever heard anyone pronounce Mississippi as Mississippa?
No. Okay, film buff Rick Mitchell wrote in from Los Angeles, noting that we used a reference from the film Casino about Kansas City.
He points out there are three earlier films that focus on the town, though he notes all were shot on the back lots in Southern California.
There was Kansas City Confidential, which he says was a 1952 B-movie quickie inspired by the Kefauver crime investigations.
Also, Pete Kelly's Blues, directed by and starring Jack Just the Facts, Ma'am, Webb. It was set in the Prohibition era.
And a Blake Edwards film originally titled Kansas City Jazz and released under the name City Heat in 1984, which Rick Mitchell points out is the only film featuring Clint Eastwood and Burt Reynolds as co-stars.
Thanks for those film facts. One more letter about Kansas City, but let's save that for the end. On another topic, we got some complaints, Madeline, about a story we aired yesterday. It was about the early political career of Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich.
Unbelievable, writes Robert Shallett of Keene, New Hampshire. Why don't you just fire yourselves and find another job working for Fox News?
He and other listeners were upset that the story focused on a young Kucinich who lost a re-election bid as Cleveland mayor.
Listener Kevin Parcell writes, I guess you forgot to mention that Kucinich is in his sixth straight term as Cleveland's congressional representative, elected with 67% of the vote in 2006.
Okay, back to Kansas City as promised. And my favorite letter of the week, it comes from Doc Clay of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He asks, musically, are you going to tell us if there's some crazy little women there?
Of course, that's a reference to the Lieber and Stoller classic, Kansas City, Here I Come.
And that's it for letters. If you have thoughts, comments, or corrections, write us.
Just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. NPR Steve Proffitt, thank you.
But if I have to walk, you're welcome, Madeline. I'm going to get there just the same.
Going to Kansas City. Some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, but you know, yeah, my side.